On Friday, September 3, the Mass COVID-19 immunization clinic inside the Poirier Forum will be closing as Fraser Health moves to a hub model approach for vaccines in the fall. As a result, the city of Coquitlam is set to reopen the 25,000 square ft. facility for public and private activities that recreation staff are planning for late September and beyond. Community Recreation and Culture Services Manager Jennifer Keefe explains in a news release, it will take 2 to 3 weeks to transition the buildings back to regular city use. The clinic opened on March 15, serving as a larger site with more stations available after a temporary immunization clinic closed at the Douglas College campus in Coquitlam. As of this publication, August 31, the Tri-Cities has a combined 79.8% average for eligible residents aged 12 and older who've been jabbed twice with a vaccine against COVID-19. In an earlier statement to the Tri-City News, Fraser Health spokesperson Curtis Harling explains there will be more pop-up clinics to come even with the Poirier Forum's closing. Residents who live in the Tri-Cities area and need their first or second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine will have several options available to them, including other mass immunization clinics and COVID-19 testing and immunization centers, he said, noting the clinic at the Coquitlam Central Station overflow parking lot will remain open under different operating hours. Additionally, people can also quickly and efficiently access vaccines at one of Fraser Health's outreach or neighborhood clinics, and community initiatives, such as beachside immunization clinics or mobile bus clinics. Recreational activities at Poirier Forum will be coordinated with user groups to ensure spaces are available for everyone that's interested in using the space. It's used for sports like lacrosse and ball hockey, as well as bigger community events. Additionally, the city says Centennial Pavilion will also be reopening for group fitness classes in the months ahead. Both facilities are set to continue following COVID-19 health and safety protocols, with BC expected to remain in Step 3 of its restart plan beyond the Labor Day long weekend. Facility access and programs may be adjusted at any time based on new direction from the provincial health officer and other pandemic impacts, added Keefe. The city will update the public as these changes take place, including advising user groups and those registered in programs of any changes that affect them. Special event clinics. Fraser Health nurses and healthcare workers will be at several clinic stations at post-secondary schools across the region, including Douglas College's Coquitlam campus tomorrow, September 1, and next Wednesday, September 8. Students, staff and members of the public seeking a first dose don't need to have a personal health number or be a resident of BC, as some may be from outside the province for studying. Fraser Health says those seeking a second dose will need to have received an invitation through BC's Get Vaccinated portal or have waited a minimum of 28 days since the first jab, and are encouraged to bring their immunization card. As well, the Scott Fest BC Highland Games will feature a pop-up clinic in Coquitlam's Lafarge Lake Park on Saturday, September 4, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.